How's that?
Yeah, that's better. Well, thank you. After a false start, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this meeting of the Infrastructure Works and Development Committee, the Denmark City Council. Would like to remind everyone in attendance that it's council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant officer. Thank you. And also we'll note we have Mr. Brad Pereira along tonight, deputising for Mr. Michael Williams, so good to have you along, Brad. And we also have three members of council that aren't on this particular committee, and they are Councillor Rockliffe, Milbourne and Alexio, who are more than welcome to participate in debate but can't move second or vote on motions. Thank you. So we've got some formalities out of the way. Now, there are no apologies. I note we're all here, which is terrific. Declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest? Nope. Very good. Okay, we'll move along to item 3.1, which is public question time. If there is anyone in the gallery that would like to ask a question, please come forward and state your name and address and ask your question. Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. Good repair job on the roof of the Best Street entry to the multi-storey car park, and pleased to see that the light in the stairs has been fixed. Question, is it known what caused the damage to the roof and the light to become unattached?
We might reply to that one in writing, thank you.
That's fine.
Mr. Russell.
Now that the Queen Mary Rest Park has been returned to public, what will council's answer be to the developer if it is again asked for its use? Have I made that
Through the chair.
Understand.
Look, that if that request was made, we'd bring that to council to make a decision at that point in time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Thank you, Chair Perry. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Road repairs. Three patches of road, approximately 600 millimetres square, at the Rook and Old Acre Streets roundabout, just over there, were recently dug up and then patch repaired. Two of the patches are less than adequate, with the patch not level with the surrounding surface. So the question is, when is the council going to ensure that its contractors and subcontractors do adequate road repairs and fix this inadequate work?
Well, perhaps defer that to...
through the chair. I need to look into the specifics of that particular patch, but I'm assuming it may have been an area that's being redone as part of the waterfront development, and therefore it was just a temporary patch that was done rather than a significant cost. But it will...
Mr. Chairman. Temporary patches need to be as good as a good patch. And I don't think they're temporary. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. No further questions? Thank you. Okay, we move on to item 4.1, please. Item 4 is, let's have a look, is just a report, not requiring resolution. So item 4.1, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Murphy. You have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Murphy.
Nothing further to add to the report.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
I'm not sure.
2 seconds. Which one?
I'll speak up loudly. I don't know if it will record or not, but anyway, obviously our recordings are not working very well.
It's not the mute button on that again.
Yeah, this one's a...
I do have some questions, so if I may. And if it doesn't get recorded, I'm sure that we can take notes.
Oh, God, this is frustrating.
Mine lights up, doesn't work.
Yeah, hold the
button
down.
Is that working? Is that working? No. I'll just talk there. I just had some questions, if I might, through you, Mr.
Chair. Sure. Second page of the report.
Yeah, no, through the chair, that's the reason we've gone for a monthly price. So should the construction contract be less than 21 months, well, obviously we'd only pay for what it is. Should it be more than 21 months, well, then we would pay, it'd be longer. That's right, but we estimate if it comes in on that 21 months, the total value of the contract will be 191.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Murphy to close. Thank you, Councillor Murphy. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
The against, the nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
I move.
Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Do I second Councillor Laycock? Councillor Hollister. Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When you have a look through the 5-year status where we're at the moment, there's only a few ongoing and a lot completed. I think we're doing a really good job with this and I think it'll
work. Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Are there any further speakers to the item? No? Okay, I'll ask Councillor Hollister to close. Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.2, do I have a move of the recommendation, please?
So
thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Second.
Councillor Jarman. Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
It's all in the report.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
It's all there.
Thank you. Any further speakers? Yes. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that the Fulby Road and Best Street, the improvements start to turn north around that corner, is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
In your hands before, but when you see the photographs there, there's been a lot of updates, so once again, good report. I've just noted on page 22, just want to ask a question about, it's ongoing, obviously. Oh, no, sorry, this one's yet to commence. It's 8.12 on page 22, and that's to investigate and develop improved traffic management arrangement with William Street and the intersection. Road. Now, this is a really dangerous corner at school time, so it's down there yet to commence. Have we got any idea when we're going to start looking at this and working out what we're going to do for something to come back to council?
I'll defer to the acting general manager.
Yeah, through the chair. Yeah, it's listed as a 1920 action, so we'll be during this financial year. Yeah.
Right. Happy with that. Thank you.
Councillor Hollister.
Mark the footpath as to where people should work and walk, and I presume
made some bollards out in front of the shop.
Yeah, I can answer that one through the chair. Look, there's been some issues there with the shop owner and a member of the public, and some issues, and as a result, I guess, tried to find a middle ground that delineates where people should walk and where people should park and try and improve the safety. Certainly acknowledge it's not a perfect solution, but it might go some way to controlling the people, the way people behave in that area, and hopefully reduce the risk.
Thank you. Councillor Innes.
Yeah, I have to take that on notice.
We'll take that on notice, Councillor Innes. Okay. Are there any further speakers? Councillor Laycock.
I worked with Mike Williams on this one because I was contacted by the owner of the shops and used that line and does indicate that the pedestrians walk close to the road. I have to say I wasn't personally happy with that. If my child or anyone's walking up there, I wouldn't want them that close. While I was waiting one day for Mike to come up, a bus went around the corner and virtually went up onto the footpath area, up onto the curbing. And I actually stepped back. I wasn't that close, but I was near the shop door, but I stepped back. But it's the way it is with the rules and regulations that Mike Williams is working under. And that is the best outcome for the shop too, because otherwise you can close a lot of that off and they won't have any parking up on that belt at all. So as much as, you know, we don't like that, there was an agreement and Mike Williams did work very closely with the people in the shop, so it was an outcome that they were happy with, but as I said, I personally don't like the footpaths that close to a busy road, especially one that's around about where a lot of people think avoid the school traffic, regulations, that'll do. So anyway, it's there.
Traffic calming?
Traffic calming, yes, thank you, that's it. It's done now, and that's the best outcome for both sides.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Murphy to close.
Zero.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.3. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
No.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Sorry, Councillor Ennis. Councillor Jarman.
Yeah, this is pretty normal what we do. It's just all very interesting that we have to have a policy, of course, for people to know that we've got rules and regulations that people have to follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy. I can't correct you, maybe someone else can.
It's just that we've removed it from within policy when it comes to infringement notices. We've removed the Dog Patrol Act of 2000. Page 28. It's now issued in compliance with the requirements.
9.1, is that what you're talking about?
Page 28.
Yeah.
Off the top. Yep. Infringement process. Infringement notices for breach of the provisions of the Act are issued in compliance with the requirements of major penalties of 2005.
And there's nothing there that applies.
Doesn't the Dog Control Act have what those infringements are? Is that why we've removed it?
Through the chair, that's correct. If you actually go back to the start of the policy, the word Act has been abbreviated for under Section 1, under the Dog Control Act 2000, the Act. So then down in Section 5, where it's referenced as the Act, it's referring to the Dog Control Act.
Thank you, Ms. Lunson. Thank you. Right, are there any further speakers? Alderman Jarman to close. Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it
closed. OK, put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay? The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.4. Do I have a move of that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Same second.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock, please.
Look, it's a revised policy, so there's nothing further to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Just a question in relation to the scope of the public policy applies to all assets and classes which are owned and maintained by council. This includes roads, stormwater buildings, public space, land, we get what across out space and good space, plant, fleet, land, office, and equipment, art and cultural assets. Would it not also include all of the commercial cooking assets that the council currently owns? And should that be in the policy?
Thank you, Ms. Lanson.
I'm happy to take that. Thank you. The chair, those equipment type assets are down in the section under office and equipment.
Thank you. We would have a register of the fixtures and fittings that Councillor Murphy would be talking about, wouldn't we? Yep.
That's correct. That's the asset register.
Yeah, thank you. Any further speakers? Yeah, Councillor Holster.
Yeah, through the chair. Yeah, Councillor Holster's correct. I think years gone by there has been a challenge, and I know it was an issue, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. There was quite a backlog, but I think, yeah, now it's something the audit committee keep a pretty close eye on, and certainly it's still a process to capitalise the assets, but work in progress balance is reasonable. Mm. We've just made a big transfer with the Living City Stage 1 has moved out of work in progress into, it's been capitalised, so that's had a big reduction in the WIP.
Thank you. Any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
All those against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Moving on to item 6.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Innes. Councillor Murphy.
Very detailed report as per usual. Just sort of noticing the three hazards, water pooling in various locations.
Through the chair, that's purely itemising the hazards that have been reported to council, either by a member of the public or the internal ones are by staff. So we wouldn't have a ruling on that. It's just if it's reported, it gets recorded.
Thank you. You're finished on that one. Thank you. Councillor Innes. Thank you. Have any further speakers? Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick one. I might have missed it in the report, but on page 44, under the environmental bills, saying we've got 26 new food premise permits were issued. That's new. And a further 136 temporary food premises. Now, are we actually talking in temporary food vans or... Not quite sure, or where does the word temporary come in?
Yeah, through the chair. They're temporary food permits, so for events, those type of scenarios.
Right.
And They wouldn't necessarily be new. They may have been issued in previous years, but that's what we issued in the 18-19 financial year.
In the 26 part?
The 26 is new food permits,
totally new,
but the 136 temporary food permits were just the temporary food permits that we issued for the 18-19 financial year.
Thank you, Mrs. Lanson.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. I suppose it's just a statement. I'm a bit disappointed that we've got a short and medium-term audit done and everyone's fine, but it does concern me. I suppose, putting it out there, I worry that we're allowing too many short-term accommodation uses by people that probably could rent them out a bit more permanently, and it certainly adds to the housing crisis that we've got. I wouldn't mind if we could get some more information on that through the general manager at some stage, say the next workshop or something coming up, so we can have a bit more information on what's going on in our region, because Airbnb certainly hurt the rental crisis that we've got around.
Have we got a rental crisis in Devonport?
Absolutely.
Have we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it would just be interesting so we could have some more information on that. The audit's fine. I haven't got an issue with what's here at all. I'm just putting a statement there that perhaps we need to get a bit more information on what's going on in our own backyard to see what's happening and whether we can help. Because homelessness is a problem, and it's just normal people that can't get, you know, selling their properties and can't get a rental in the meantime while they're trying to buy another house, let alone people that are homeless. So
perhaps the Real Estate Institute would have some data on that.
I'd suggest. We could get some more information on this if you wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Councillor Rockliffe.
The full audit's available online.
Yeah, I haven't got an issue with the audit itself. I just thought more finding about how that affects us here. With losing accommodation that could be used as rentals now, people are doing it as short term.
Ms. Lanson, you'd like to make a
comment? Through the chair, did you read the attachment?
No, I haven't.
No, because if you read the attachment, the municipalities that the state government audited, Devonport wasn't included in that audit. We provided data for the audit, but we weren't specifically followed up. You just need to remember that the visitor accommodation is a statutory requirement from the state. It's not something that councils specifically drive. We just regulate.
Yeah.
So if we get an application for visitor accommodation, we'll assess it appropriately. But that's really the role that we play at the moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We can see an audit, perhaps, that you guys did and send it to us. Is that available to us?
To be honest, it was a list of about six properties that we've received a visitor accommodation application for, so I'm not sure that it's going to provide you with the answers that you're looking for.
Okay, thank you. Any further speakers? Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it
closed. Okay, I put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay? The ayes have it. Thank you. Final item of the night is item 6.2. Do I have a mover of that recommendation?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Murphy.
Again, very detailed report. One good question. What's happening with the Vietnam vets?
Yeah, the do not disturb cage has been up for a long time. I must admit,
we'll come back with an update, Chair, on that.
Thank you. We'll come back with an update. Yeah. Councillor Laycock? We might know the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just great to see the toilets completed at the dog hall. Well done. A lot of people that get caught short walking around there are going to be very happy that they can now go in there and not have to worry. All looking good. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Ennis?
Doesn't seem like a picture.
Through the chair, as in a plan of like the layout and
yes.
Yeah, we can circulate a copy of that.
Thanks, Councillor Ennis. Are there any further speakers? Councillor Murphy to close. Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay, the ayes have it. And with that being the last item on the agenda, I'll close the meeting at 5:56. Thank you. Thank you for attendance.